The text verses for the sermon this morning comes from verses 5, 6, and 7. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground as a sign of respect. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." According to Luke chapter 8, the woman mentioned here was Mary, called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had come out. Johanna, the wife of Cusa, was the manager of Herod's household. And then Mary, the mother of James. And also Luke mentions a woman with the name of Susanna, but also other women who were among the followers of Jesus, who took care of Jesus and his disciples. Jesus was missing, gone. And I think the reaction that the soldiers showed us this morning would have been the same reaction these poor women had. I can just imagine how they must have felt, because they were not considered to be very reliable and truthful witnesses according to their society, because they were women. And I think they thought they're in quite a pickle, because they are witnessing this now. Jesus is gone. His body is gone. And they knew for certain no one will believe them. And I can just imagine what went through their minds. Where can Jesus' body be? But I'm sure it's also true of families today, of people that go missing. In all the stories about the people that's gone missing, especially the stories their relatives tells us, it seems as if the absence of a real body, a dead body, emphasizes the loss, the trauma, and the unanswered questions. I was very emotional when I watched on the telly on BBC One about missing people. There was especially one story that struck a chord with me. And I felt so sad for this family. It was about a young, successful London businessman who had a stroke. And he struggled to recover. He struggled to speak again, to walk again. And he was never, ever the same after that. And then at times, he would just go and travel. But always he would keep his parents, especially his mother, informed about his exact whereabouts. One day he went camping at a seaside resort. And on the morning of his disappearance, he phoned his mother to tell her about his wonderful holiday. She was at work and very busy. And she interrupted him and said to him, she cannot speak to him now because she is so busy. He said goodbye and she never ever heard of him again. No body, no trace. It was so traumatic for these parents and his immediate family. And when they spoke about this missing relative, you could almost hear and feel their pain, their struggle, the distress. And you could hear them say, if only there was a body. I think you always wonder, where is my loved one who disappeared? Is he or she okay? Are they eating and sleeping properly? And as a parent, I can't imagine something worse happening to you. Being missing is to be between death and life. You are gone, but not really gone, if you know what I mean. You are in limbo with your close relatives, always wondering, always looking out, always hoping. Fortunately for these women, they had not too long to ponder on Jesus' disappearance. The two angels said to them that Jesus was not dead. He is alive, just as he promised them. Yes, indeed, Jesus' body was missing because he was resurrected by God's mercy and power. He overpowered death so that his followers, you and I, will not have to face the darkness and desolation of death. But no one believed the woman. But Peter, although I think he was quite doubtful, he went to the grave and he found the linen which Jesus was buried in. And the debate of Jesus' resurrection continues till today. There are still people today who react in the same way as the disciples, saying, it's only women talk, it's only idle talk, it's nonsense, it could not be happening, it's impossible. How on earth can something like this happen? And when they asked a very important theologian about the resurrection of Jesus, and if it really happened, he said something remarkable. He said, the woman had faith, and because they believed in Jesus Christ, it was revealed to them that Jesus is alive. The same is true of every believer. Every believer must ask him or herself this question: did Jesus rise from the dead for you right now, today? Does it mean something to you here and now? Does it change your life? Because if it really does, you will do what the women did. They testified. They could not wait to tell everyone. They were not afraid, even that they knew for certain no one would believe them. They still went and told the disciples what the angels told them. They were so convinced of Jesus' resurrection that the words of doubt could not put them off. And yes, these witnesses were so powerful. We today have the same message. Jesus was missing, but he came back to save us all from death, hell, and sin. He came back to give us the sure and the certain hope of the everlasting life. He came back to give us a second chance to live life to the full, serving, loving, and obeying God. And maybe this is the message we must tell these people that go missing. Because in all the stories, it's apparent that there's so much tragedy, that these missing people cannot face their relatives or life anymore. There's so many hurtful things that they just go off without telling no one where they go to. Maybe we must tell them, please come back. You can change your life. Yes, you have the hope of Jesus. He came back. And he changed lives forever and ever. There is hope. And we must do what the woman did, despite the fact that we also know the world will not believe us. We must do it despite the fact that we know for certain how the world is going to react to this news. We must tell everyone, Jesus is resurrected. And we must cling to this hope that we have of a new future. And we must use it to console the people that is struggling with a terminal illness, the people that is bereaved, the people that's suffering from depression, the people that feels lost and alone, the abused. We must take this to the margins of our society, and we must share it with each and every one. We must tell them Jesus is alive. He's here with us through His Holy Spirit. In our sadness, in our joy, in our grief, in our stress, in our struggles, He is alive with us every moment of every day. He is available when no one else is. He will take your hand when no one else wants to take your hand. He will lead you in the direction He wants you to go. But you and I must not resist Him. We must put our hands in the hand of the man of Galilee, as the song says. So let us all, in this Easter morning, leave our hands in the hands of the risen man of Galilee. And let us all walk to our future with renewed faith, hope, and love. Jesus was resurrected. Amen.